Well, hey, everybody, welcome to episode 333 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. At Legacy Realty, we combine the best of both worlds, the local expertise of over 75 agents in the Ankeny Metro, with the innovative power of LPT Realty, one of the fastest growing nationwide brokerages. Our agents have the flexibility to tailor their services to meet your needs, and they are equipped with advanced marketing strategies to help you achieve your goals. Looking to buy or sell? Our local agents know the Ankeny market inside and out, and they're here to guide you through every step of the process. Whether you're moving across town or across the country, we have the resources to help you succeed. Legacy Realty of Iowa, local expertise, national strength, your real estate advantage. All right, well, I have a special guest joining me tonight. He is a former Ankeny basketball standout who is in his first season as the head men's basketball coach at Central College in Pella, where he has guided the Dutch to an overall record of 10-9. He is making his second appearance on the podcast because he was previously on in June of 2019 when he was finishing up his own outstanding playing career at Simpson College. He is Connor Reardon. Connor, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Hey, doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, I appreciate your time tonight. I know you are heading to the Johnston and Urbandale boys game tonight, so I'm glad we were able to work this out. Before we talk about what's going on at Central, I wanted to begin by talking about your own high school career a little bit. You played at Ankeny under Coach John Peterson from 2013 to 16, and of course, those first 2 years after the split were a little rough for you guys. You averaged 11 points per game as a sophomore when the team went 4-18, and then you averaged 13.5 points as a junior when the team improved to a 10-13 mark. You know, you guys obviously went through a lot of adversity back in those days. Did that teach you a lot, though, about how to deal with some tough times and how you just got to keep fighting through it?
For sure. Yeah. The split was kind of a unique situation. I think the team who was kind of like the last combined team in Ankeny, that like Brian Sumner, Ted Friedman, who wanted to play college basketball, and then everybody else in that rotation went to Centennial. So we just didn't have very much varsity experience, I remember. But it was great for us. I mean, playing was just with some awesome teammates, and I'm just figuring out how to compete in the CIML and what it really takes. Yeah, I think it just really showed us that, you know, how hard it is to win and some of the things you got to do to get the job done.
Like you said, in those early days, you know, Ankeny Centennial definitely had the talent edge in over Ankeny. The Jaguars won the first game in the history of the rivalry by 37 points, and then they won the next two games by double digits before you played a key role in leading Ankeny to its first ever win over Centennial late in that 2014-15 season. You made a game-winning jumper with 9 seconds left. I remember that like it was yesterday, to give the Hawks a 50-49 victory over a Jaguars team that was ranked number 6 at the time. You know, what do you remember about that moment, and do you relive that basket once in a while?
Oh man, that's crazy. It's like 11 years ago already that happened, but I haven't thought about it in a while, but I do remember it was a cool moment, and I think it was a cool moment for the school because, you know, Centennial had gotten us a couple times, and I definitely do remember that first time we played Centennial when they beat us by 37. That like stuck with me for a really long time, and I remember I got exposed in a lot of ways as a player in that game, and I think it just really motivated me to keep working hard. So that was a cool moment to have some success and get a victory against those guys for sure.
Well, in that game-winning jumper you hit, it was a mid-range jumper, and that was pretty much your calling card, wasn't it?
It was, yep. And I know the mid-range game isn't as much in basketball anymore, and as a coach now, I preach maybe not to take as many of those jumpers, but yeah. If you can make them, then I guess it's a good shot.
Right. Well, then as a senior, you guys had an even better year. You went 18-5, and you came within one win of going to state. That was the final season, of course, for Coach Peterson, who I know he felt like he left the program in a good place for Brant Carlson, who then would go on to win a state title a few years later. So did you know back in those days that you wanted to become a coach as well? Was that always the plan?
Yeah, I loved basketball, and I loved competing. So I kind of figured there'd be a natural transition there. To be able to just coach, and you know, I did a lot of youth coaching back in the day. I always worked at the Ankeny camps and just absolutely loved doing those, so I figured at some point for sure it would be in my future.
Well, you then went on to have a great playing career at Simpson, where you were a three-year captain, a three-time All-Conference pick. You scored 1,533 points in your career. You were a finalist for the Jostens Trophy in 2020, which goes to the outstanding player in NCAA Division III. Now, you spent the 2021 season as an assistant coach at Ankeny, where you served as the sophomore coach. And then after you played with the Division III team in a summer tour of Brazil in 2021, you started a master's degree program at Midland University in Nebraska, where you also served as a grad assistant coach. So when you're at Midland, you know, did you think you'd eventually have to go back to the high school ranks to further your coaching career? Or did you kind of think to yourself, you know, hey, maybe I can get a job at this level?
No, yeah. That first coaching job I had was with Coach Carlson, and got to help out Coach Johnson and Coach Roush with the sophomores. Coach Carlson, I remember he was kind of, I remember he sat me down and we talked, because he was a college coach for quite a long time. And, he told me if I was going to do it, try to get into the college game while I'm young and don't have a ton of commitments like early in my life. So he was one that actually, I kind of credit to me really kind of taking both feet in and taking that step to the college coaching route. Once I kind of went that route, I was kind of both feet in it, and I was hoping just to kind of keep going in that route.
We then joined the central staff as an assistant in 2022 after Joe Steinkamp was hired to become the head coach. Now, Joe had been the head women's coach at Central pretty much during the time that you played at Simpson. So did you have much of a relationship at all with him before he hired you?
Yeah, Joe was the assistant at Central my freshman year at Simpson. So he actually recruited me. I ended up going to Simpson, but Central was always right there, and it kind of came down to Simpson and Central for me. So I did have a good relationship with Coach Steinkamp, and I think that familiarity and the, being at the same conference that I played in really motivated me to go after that assistant job.
Oh, okay. Well, of course, Central and Simpson are huge rivals. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you experienced that during your playing career. So is that something you just kind of had to put out of your mind when you went to Central?
For sure. And it was kind of fun too. A lot of teammates I had, my senior year, they were still playing at Simpson when my first year at Central. So that was a little weird. And I had to go up against Coach Bjorkren, who's he's one of my heroes. Mm-hmm. So that was a little weird having to go up against him and recruit against him. And I didn't always enjoy that, but it was fun kind of going up against Simpson, and all my friends gave me a hard time that I'm coaching at Central now.
Well, you helped the Dutch to a 52-28 record in your three seasons as an assistant before Coach Steinkamp made the decision last summer to step down in order to take the Pella Christian boys position. And then you were tabbed the interim head coach by Vice President for Athletics, Eric Van Klee. The plan was for you to coach the 25-26 season and then maybe, reassess the situation. But then in December, the interim tag was removed and you were officially named the head coach of the program. Now, I know you were treating the position as if it was going to be a permanent thing, but that still had to be a relief for you, to hear that news.
For sure. Yeah. And I want to just give a shout out to the Central Athletic Department and Eric Van Klee. I mean, through that whole process, yeah, they didn't even make me feel like the interim. They just continued to just preach safety net and preach how valued I was at Central. And there's some extremely loyal people at Central that I'm very thankful to work for. So, but yeah, having the interim tag off for sure is just kind of a weight off the shoulders, and excited to kind of go full throttle now.
All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017 and is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. Well, we're visiting with Central men's basketball coach Connor Reardon, and let's talk about your current team now. Of course, you guys had to replace three-time All-American center Joshua Van Gorp from last year's squad, as well as former Ankeny player Carson Weedy, who averaged about 10 points a game last year, but then he departed the program due to a chronic leg injury. You obviously had to rebuild a little bit, and you guys are now 3-7 in the American Rivers Conference after Wednesday night's 87-66 loss to league leader Nebraska Wesleyan. Overall, how do you feel like, the season's going?
Yeah, I think it's been a fun year. I've learned a lot for sure in my first year as head coach, and I absolutely love our group. We got a really young team. We play a lot of sophomores. We play a handful of freshmen. So I'm very excited about just kind of the foundation we're laying right now. And it's been night and day, the improvements we've made throughout the season so far. So I think that's what any coach wants, is you want to see improvement throughout the year. And especially with the young group, I'm pretty excited about the steps we're taking.
Well, prior to Wednesday's loss, I see that you guys had won three consecutive games, including an overtime win at Coe on January 21st, and then a double overtime victory against Buena Vista last Saturday. So you've had some exciting wins. wins. In that game at Coe, freshman guard Kyle Kaysen stole the ball and then made a three-pointer at the buzzer to give your team the win. And I saw Kyle play for Dallas Center Grimes last season when he put up a school record 46 points at Ankeny in a sub-state game. And that was one of the most incredible performances, you know, I've ever seen from a high school kid. He's clearly made a smooth transition to the D3 level. He currently leads your team in scoring at 13.4 points a game. You know, do you think he has a chance to be a future star in your conference?
For sure, yeah. I was at that Ankeny game too, and I was actually, he came and played Pella too, and yeah, I think he had 43 against Pella last year too. So I saw some very impressive Kyle Kaysen performances last year as a senior. But he's an incredible player. He's a very unique player who's very crafty. He's great with his footwork. He plays at his own pace. So yeah, for him to be scoring the way he's scoring the ball as a freshman in this league is very impressive. I'm very excited to see what he can continue to build upon.
Well, when I saw that game, I didn't know, you know, what all schools were going after. Did you have to beat some larger schools for it?
Yeah, Kyle did have a few offers. I think it came down to us and a couple schools in our conference. And, you know, his mom is actually a Central grad. And I know he's kind of got some family in the Pella area. So I think that played a role as well. But yeah, we're very lucky to have Kyle.
Well, your team also boasts a couple of other former CIMO players that play key roles for you. Sophomore forward Owen Shipper, former Waukee player, averages 12.2 points and a team-high 8.6 rebounds. He also leads the team in assists with 63. Grant Euchre, sophomore guard from Urbandale, averages 9.6 points. You know, so I'm guessing with your background here at Ankeny and your knowledge of the CIMO conference in general, you know, the Des Moines area is probably going to be the first place that you'll be looking for players, isn't it?
100%, yeah. I think that was a major emphasis of when I got the job as an assistant with Coach Steinkamp is we really wanted to establish a footprint in Central Iowa. I think there's just great basketball here. If you can play in the CIML, you can play, you know, like in Little Hawkeye and just the surrounding leagues in this area. I think you're going to be able to probably play it in the American Rivers Conference. So, yeah. Owen is he's an unbelievable player, unbelievable leader for us. Grant, he's an outstanding shooter, passer, very skilled player. So, yeah, lucky to have those two guys too.
Well, I remember watching Owen play in high school, and I do remember that he was a good passing big man, so mm-hmm. I'm not surprised that he leads your team in assists.
For sure. He's a very unselfish player. I almost want him to shoot a little bit more sometimes. But, yeah, he's an awesome leader for us and everything a coach wants.
Well, I looked at your roster, and I think 8 of your 31 current players are from out of state, including one from Arizona. So do you look at very many players from outside the borders of Iowa, or does it usually only happen if, you know, somebody has a connection to Central or shows an interest in the school?
For sure. Yeah, I think, you know, you definitely want to take care of your backyard, like we talked about, and you want to establish, you know, the footprint in Central Iowa. But then, yeah, you got to find a couple other little pockets. And we do a lot of, like, there's a lot of AAU basketball tournaments, like in Kansas City and in Omaha. So we naturally kind of see some KC area kids, St. Louis area kids, Omaha area kids. And so we've been able to get one or two players from those areas, I feel like, each year. And then, yeah, like Arizona or Colorado, those states don't have as many Division III schools. So some opportunities there out west to find some under-the-radar players for sure, too.
All right. Well, I also wanted to ask you about Isaac Runge, a sophomore forward from Ankeny Centennial, who's been playing for your JV team. How's he been doing?
Isaac's been awesome. I think he's probably leading our JV team in scoring. He continues to get better and better. You know, he's dealt with some injuries throughout, you know, his high school career, and had some injuries, too, early in his career at Central. But he is really just taking some great strides as a player. He's becoming more confident, and he's worked his butt off. So I'm excited to see what he can do in his future as well.
Now, I noticed on your roster, with having 30-plus players, do you guys all practice together at one time then?
We do two separate practices. You know, to have 30 guys in one practice, you know, you're going to have a lot of guys standing around. Mm-hmm. And we really try to preach development in our program because the transfer portal is not a huge thing in Division III. So you do want to develop from within, and it is important that our JV guys are getting lots of reps in practice, and they're playing a lot of games, so they have a full JV schedule. So we can continue to just build from within our program.
All right. Well, I also wanted to get your thoughts on one of your newest recruits, senior Max Allison of Ankeny, recently committed to play for you next year. And I don't imagine you've had too many 7-foot-1 guys in your program, have you?
No. Yeah. Max will be the first 7-footer that we've had the chance to coach. But, you know, we did lose 6-foot-10 All-American Josh Van Gorp. And I think that's one thing we've really kind of prided ourselves on at Central in my 4 years here is playing through our post and being big. And so, yeah, I'm super excited to see what Max can bring to the table. I think he's got a super high ceiling, and ultimately he's just an unbelievable kid as well. So excited to get an Ankeny kid, and excited to see what he can do in his future.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you're excited about Max's potential. I know sometimes those taller guys take longer to develop, but, you know, when they do grow into their bodies, you know, some of those guys can turn into beasts, can't they?
100%. Yeah. I think it does, you know, when you do just have that much size, yeah, it can be a little awkward as you're, you know, 17, 18 year old in your body. And then once you kind of get that and you start to get that, the confidence and the belief inside of you, yeah, I think the sky will be the limit.
Well, you mentioned the transfer portal, and before I let you go, I just wanted to get your thoughts on a couple of other topics around college basketball in general. Of course, the transfer portal and NIL have really changed the sport at the Division I level, and I don't know how much of that is filtered down to D3, but, you know, do you guys do much of anything with NIL, and do you worry at all about losing players in the portal?
I think there is just kind of like the culture of the transfer portal is just becoming more apparent in just even youth basketball and things like that. So we haven't seen it too much, and we're hoping, you know, guys can come to Central and find value and, you know, playing for a program for 4 years, having the same teammates for 4 years and getting a super high quality education. I think that's where D3s kind of really separate themselves. So I do think, you know, hopefully we can kind of continue to avoid the transfer portal as much as possible, but also, like, you know, you got to keep up with the times, and you know, if there's good transfers out there, we'll be looking, and but yeah, hopefully we can just continue to build from within, like we talked about.
Well, I remember that you were a big Kansas fan back in the day, and I assume that you still are. And I know you love your current job and the conference that you play in, but, you know, it would only be natural if you thought about coaching at a higher level someday if that opportunity arose. You know, could you see yourself coaching in D1 at some point, or is that not something you've thought too much about?
Yeah, I haven't thought too much about it. You know, maybe the competitive nature inside of me wants to get to the highest level possible, but I'm also extremely happy where I'm at right now. And I played Division III, and I think there's just a lot of beauty in the Division III game. So I could definitely see myself being at this level for a long time.
Well, yeah, you see some of the issues that those coaches have to deal with. And I know Coach Self has had some health issues, and
yeah.
I just can't imagine all the headaches that those guys have to deal with.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. And then just having a brand new team each year. Like, even like when I was in high school and Kansas had some of those, you know, 4 year guards, like, it was just so fun to like just watch them grow throughout their career, and feel like we don't get that as much anymore. But that's just kind of, yeah, the nature of how things are.
Oh, for sure. Well, hey, Connor, I really appreciate your time tonight. Thanks a lot, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you so much. And just, yeah, thank you for all the coverage you do for Ankeny Athletics and all of us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, you bet. You've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. When it comes to real estate, experience matters. At Legacy Realty, we pride ourselves on having one of the largest and most experienced teams in Ankeny, with over 75 agents strong. As one of the top brokerages in the metro, our local agents bring unparalleled knowledge of the market to help you make the best decisions for your home sale or purchase. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or looking to sell, our team is ready to provide expert guidance every step of the way. Backed by the national strength of LPT Realty, we offer cutting-edge tools and marketing strategies to ensure your success. Legacy Realty of Iowa, your trusted partner for buying or selling in Central Iowa. Well, I want to thank Connor Reardon again for coming in tonight, the Central men's basketball coach. I enjoyed that conversation. Really appreciate his time. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.